This recording, Ontario 25, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I remember as a child, every summer, our family would take a 2-week vacation period, and we would hop in the car and drive somewhere. It was always somewhere far, so we'd be in the car for quite a few hours. And at the time, we had a 1973 Chevy Impala station wagon, so I'm really aging myself now. And they used to make station wagons back then that were huge. It had like a 350 engine, 8-cylinder, I think, good motor. Anyways, the back was quite large, and it would open up, and there was a compartment underneath that you could store all of your luggage. So everything went underneath, and then the cover would go on top, and my sister and I were able to lay down in the back and sleep. So it was great because it was large enough for two of us, we're kids. And my mom would have, you know, all the blankets and pillows and everything there, and she'd pack a lunch and snacks, and we actually spent most of the time sleeping throughout the trips. But I remember that very well, and I remember once we were in the States somewhere. I can't remember where. I think we were coming up from South Carolina, and we were on fumes, and my mother was having a fit on my dad, and my dad was an engineer, he's passed away now, but I remember him actually putting the car into neutral to get it to coast down the hills and back up until he needed to put it back into drive and use the gas again. So I just remember, I don't know why I remember that, but I do remember that. I think probably because I was a bit traumatized thinking we were going to end up out in the middle of nowhere in the States and my mother was having a fit. So, but we had lots of fun taking those trips every summer.